Do you have the other one starting at the right place?
Lauren, I can't do that.
No, I think so. She said she's going to have the one. Do you have the second one starting at the right place?
I have to move it to manual.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
I just want you to really, really like it.
Like
it.
Okay.
Exercise not emoting.
In not emoting?
Mm-hmm.
That would be right. Emoting. Okay.
When you're in.
I'm good in not emoting. Alright. Yeah, good.
Thank you. happened here? Where is she? Has it been removed? Who are you? Have you been sent to spy on me? My sister's place, my Antigone, her resting. No rest for me. I am time's fool, shame's fossil. I am unrested. Look, I perform an infinitely series of interminable steps, an endlessly unfinished transformation with no finale. My miseries will never complete. Stiff and stiffening, I repeat my regrets. No human function occurs without an accompaniment of accusation, recrimination, condemnation. Always too late. The flush of guilt is clawed into my neck. Ah, it burns. And my skin is rubbed paper thin with all I failed to do. And now my inner organs function for all to see. It is their indignity that you smell. My insides rotting while I still breathe. My head is so full. You did nothing. You shared nothing. Round and round. Mocking. She was nasty. Repeating. Shame's branding. This is my punishment, you see, for obeying the law. For disobeying the law. My sympathy is too late for Antigone. While she rests, while I survive alone and all are dead. It would be so lovely to have a fresh start. A new beginning. A birth. Look. An empty stage. Empty. So full of promise. I had a new beginning. Mother and grandmother Jocasta.
Oh, why was she not suspicious when the one who came after was of her age and grand enough to give us that and surely something familiar? The repeated streak of colour in his eye, perhaps? Good Lord!
Was I talking? Was that my voice I heard? I think the earth has tilted, tipped me off, and I have landed somewhere else, perhaps. I walked the same path as I have always done, running this time because the light was fading. Extra careful, interpreting the gossip and the temperature of the street. A spy. I was my father's faithful spy. Bringing word. Down the palace steps, past the guard while he pissed, into the direct horizon light. Money for the gatekeeper at the seventh gate to look the other way.
That gate, that place, that seventh is rot. His body, my kin, my brother. His smell still acid burning the gates.
Don't leave your dead unattended. The consequences are bound to be terrible. Straight 100 paces, past the abandoned school, stepping over the night soil from the shacks, lying in the puddles for the children to play in, around the potholes and the plastic, another leaking sewer, I galloped and I galloped, fresh head cook for the bridge keeper to look the other way. Right at the last crossroads, past the dump and the stench, hide in the bushes until the guards and the dogs pass, fast up the hill, left at the Akabun, under the fence, the hole I had dug before I am sure. Where is she? Her place! Not this wild mess of weeds and thorns. Oh, be careful what you see. It cannot be unseen. Tiresias was blinded by the sight of two serpents mating. Ooh, the nakedness of a goddess, the taste of freedom. Are you blind? What have you seen?
Would it be so easy to clear, to cut out my bitterness and pain, to locate it exactly, the shame the togs smell so sharply on my skin, and cut it out? Did piercing his eyeballs? Was my
mother's golden brooches again and again. Help! Bloody tears, drenching cataracts of scarlet breasts, I was not to see. Oedipus! Two daughters and two sons, bring in your own starting place, your own beginning. Oh, double, triple, degraded and dirty in every direction. Would it be so easy to cut out the dirty parts inside and leave the rest pristine and uncontaminated? You said nothing to me. Not a word, not a word. Stayed here, year after year, this hush, hush. Yours to pass. Silence. You have matched your living, Clamour, with an effective mute. Tell me nothing of where you are. What is it like there? The air? The sunlight? Who keeps you company? How does the time pass? The songs you sing? There's much to be done. Small jug of wine and millet, all the required holy stuff and more. I will not make the same mistake twice. I will bind myself up tight in the ancient laws, the unlaws, all the required observances, gifts for the dead, so I am safe. Yeah. It's your favorite. A little sweetness, goodbye.
Fine.
The river has run dry in the valley and beyond, and we are rationed, level 75. This I captured from the palace roof on the last rains, a little stinky perhaps, and stale, poisoned. No one can solve the riddle of the dark-faced witch this time, a riddle too deep for common wits.
Even Tiresias is stunned.
Perfectly adequate. I heard you whispering. What are you saying about me? Sitting there, arms crossed, legs dangling. What will you say? What will you tell them? Will you go to the law? Sirs.
Oh, look. How lovely. Just like a picnic. Do you remember?
Before this time, when the mess was still in the middle and the final mess was still to come, and he was alive still, we sat together, equal, side by side, our father in the middle, a hand for each of us, sisters, together.
We sat on the edge of that sacred grove, overgrown with laurel bushes, wild vine and olive, and in the distance, a long way off, the walls and towers of a distant city. Oedipus, brother, father, sisters, daughters. We rested on a shelf of natural rock and shared a loaf of hard bread and apples that I had with me. Do you remember? Is this that day? No nightingales.
The voices were many that day. And now, today, their song is extinct. A pesticide food chain disaster.
How lovely to be able to forget where I am and when, a little pause from remembering. I'm screaming in the palace, my father's voice. A mother hanging, her feet not touching the ground, just her gown sweeping the floor, the white sky and the vultures gathering, the dogs ready with their teeth, a brother, all in an instant, a beautiful brother lying rotting, and the nerve dust just enough to clear the curse, and later the dog torn bits, the shattered eyeballs and gaping wound eyes, and you calling up a pillar of dust all the way to the sky, and nothing that could be understood, even when we were older. No embellishments, no fanciful imaginations and improvisations, and no characterizations. Even though we are in the theater, it will be an authentic story with my stamp of approval. Oh, many others have tried to tell it, our story, that you are lucky. You are here, and so you will hear from the horse's mouth, as it were. My sister commanded me.
Unblessed and honest.
A thread of skin between her teeth, his head bobbing to the side as they rip it. Oh, proclaim, I'm proclaiming. I'm galloping, he was riding. I had a grandfather, Uncle King, who was killed by marauding strangers where three highways meet. Grandfather, Uncle King, was impatient to be on his way. The road was narrow and he lashed out at a younger man who was tramping alone. And he was galloping, and the younger man laughed back and killed his grandfather, Uncle King, and left him to die in a land called Focus where the road divides between Dolphy and Donya.
Are you listening, Antigone?
This story has no clear beginning and no clear ending. How will I fail you? An anniversary? Is it another anniversary? Oh, a celebration. Any excuse for a little sherry to wet my throat? A long telling, a long proclamation. Time again, I proclaim my shame. You said, take heart and live, listen to me, huh? And I have done as I was told. You said, take heart and proclaim.
Obedient as
I am condemned to live for this perpetual, protracted time, to tell our wicked, disgusting, nauseating story over and over and over. I will tell it, I will fight it, I will slip. There will be no secrets, just as yours. No hiding. I am charged with remembering. I will be a good girl, and I will tell it for you. My sister, my twin, my parallel. Better, but not anymore. So can you, can you just keep it down? Sometimes I hear her. I could hear her from inside the cave of faint. Rustling. Oh, my sister, can we be sisters like we used to? Oh, all short legs and school skirts running away together, all knees and bones, your hot hand leading. I never carried a banner or a sash. I never boycotted. I never sacrificed. I
shut up, you say. We are sick of your moaning, your pain, your self-pity, your voice going on and on and on. Your deluded sense of self-importance, your guilt, your shame, your rules, your charity, shame. The last we heard, your address was still the palace up on the hill, butter on your table. Easy, easy. You filling the space, the air, we cannot breathe, you say, while you go on and on, your voice going on and on and on. Well, go on, do it for me. It won't take long. I'm sure you've got a gun or a loaded weapon hidden somewhere on your lap. Please, it would be so easy. Just a little tap on the back of my head with a broken bottle. Go on, to add to the statistics. Please, shut me up.
Bear the dark, the unnamed, unburied, no!
Mercy! 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 Help! I can only be a coward! I cannot face your gun, your sword, your stone, your broken bottle. If I knew for sure that I would meet her and the others on the other side, I would go after you.
With a stick and a boy and a dog and a shaky voice to say, your family is a mess. Yes, this is the characterization I said I wouldn't do. Polluting, full, contaminating everything you touch, one fuck up after another with no escape. Nothing can alter this. The gods themselves cannot undo this. It follows a necessity for what has been done.
Oh, what can I say to Tiresias? I am cursed. I am his meanie. I am the fence sitter. I hide and shake between my high stone walls and electrocuting why I cannot face and I cannot stay silent. Elder daughter to Oedipus and Jocasta, niece to Creon, sister to my father and to two other brothers and to his meanie. I am the last to speak. I walk the halls in my heels. My life must wither and carry out in sterile dreaming, listening to my blood running through me like contaminated blood. Oh, well, God, is there any hope?
Yes, my voice wailing on and on and on.
I am at a dead end. No crossroads, no two or even three roads meeting for me. Which way to go, this way or that? What action to take?
Fools to think we can decide. Oh, all is settled long ago, and we are just little fools, doomed to bludgeon our daughters, to fill our children with stray bullets and our bellies with poison feed.
It is the law. It is the law. Perhaps I should issue a warning about crossroads, about who won't be meet and kill and who one could befriend, to take home, to grow up, to contaminate you. There, in the bed, a crossroads. Out, out! Can't you smell the blood? The same, the very same as yours. What action to take? The door! Get out of the bedchamber! But no, the fire is lit and the sheets are wet and wild, wrinkled, and the backs are sweaty. And me? Is me? What choice did I have at my crossroads? To bury and not to bury, to die or not to die? I am a girl, a woman, old now, an oldness that drags on and on, crusty and flaked. I shed my scabs as I go, with only occasional respite and forgetting. Us girls, us women, us old women, we cannot force our way against the men.
Do not look at me. Anything wrong but see me. Hear my voice going on and on. Smell my anemia, my soreness, my bed.
Hear my bowels rumbled from somewhere underneath down there.
No, even from the grave, she chastises me. Proclaim, proclaim, proclaim. Get on with it. No, they rolled you into this cave, buried you alive with a little food. Unwept, unloved, unlamented. No, I will weep, I will love, I will lament. I will hear your little bird song, your cry. I will wipe your hands clean from our brother's dust. I will smell the moon sun stink, for I am the only one left to tell. The others have all gone now, the ones who could speak. And the earth is piled high with the rubbish of your story. A mountain has grown over you, and they have all forgotten. You left me without a second glance. Barely a mention of your final monologue that you even had a sister. Was I lost to you already? Left over a crumb already? Insignificant even to the ants, yet still sitting here like a lump in the landscape. Inconvenient in the way.
Reaching all the way to the sky, she cursed and pulled her hair, put the hair from the trees and cried and did what she had to do. She poured dust over the body with both hands. She poured water over the body, my brother's body, with both hands, and I was left over doing nothing. And Uncle Creon, well, he killed her without giving her any chance. But it was too late. And some say you are hanging like a mother, and others say you are living still, a living death inside this cave, and I am the last to carry this awful shadow, and I am alone, and I cannot live without you. Antigone! Antigone! You have turned the lights off on me before I am finished. You are her so tired, Shane. When will she leave? She's okay and chattering up as the whole play.
You listen acutely for the final sign and the gallop up of hands and coat.
But nothing else is possible. Antigone!
I am doomed to overstay my welcome, to fidget on your couch, to avoid your gaze, and still my voice chattering on in your kitchen, in your dining room, in your children's dreams.
You think, because you've extinguished the light, that I can take the hint that the evening's entertainment is finally over and stop up my voice with the dark. Surrender finally to the unknown. I cannot leave. I am condemned to live.
To carry on speaking. I am the noose on stick, the rot at the seventh gate.
I will be back here again tomorrow when the lights come up.
Inconvenient.
Oh, I got through it without a complete dry. I can do it! I can do it!
Because you don't push. And you think you're not performing, but you don't push.
And it's better that way.
You trust the language and then it just does what it does. Saying I have to emote and I have to.
Okay, so you don't want me to emote.
No, it happens naturally. It comes through the language and the feeling, but when you perform it rather than just let the words do their thing, it just changes. It's easier to listen to. Mm. And you don't feel like lost in the text. And there's something about the way that it just goes and goes and goes and it's galloping and doing its own thing there. The rhythms start to happen, the way it sounds. Yeah, it sounds right.
So is this what you want?
Well, there's no ways in the world you'll do this in front of an audience. But at least it's something to aspire to.
Well, I won't have to do this in front of an audience.
Because as soon as the audience is there, everybody gets so charged up with emotion.
Well, I can try and pull back.
It's not about pulling back.
It is.
It's about not layering the emotion on top of the language, just allowing the language to do its thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, question for you, Mark. Can Mark do an interview at Fine Music Radio this Friday, 11:45 for 12?
This coming Friday.